As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Have you heard any radio gossip from anything in our old stomping grounds since the last time I talked to you? It's always fun to talk shop, talk radio with you.
My old place, you mean?
Anything. I know that the big story around here was Valenti and 97.1 on in Grand Rapids, whether or not that's going to affect Bill Simonson, you know, things like that.
Well, Bill never got any ratings anyway. I kicked Bill's ass. Nothing really going on over there. I mean, you know, Shell and Travis are doing their thing. The place is just a mess. I mean, more people are going.
This is the time of the year when shows get, like, right after the new year, they get the axe.
Yeah, because new budgets start.
Right. That's when I got the axe January 4. And I saw the writing on the wall, but I refused to believe it. Did you see any writing on the wall, or did it catch you completely off guard when you got the Ziggy from LAV?
Well, a year ago, I was told we were losing $500,000 and I should prepare LAV to lose a person. So I was told it would be Vander Ark, right?
Brian, yeah.
And so they said, then you can put Travis in afternoons. You and Michelle will do the morning show. And then it'd be Brian. And then they should hire this disc jockey they hired for Battle Creek, who just is terrible. Get those two.
Okay.
Because Brian didn't need the job. He's got his own job, and all he was doing it was for insurance, but he's a good dude.
I love him. Wonderful.
Me too. But he will be least affected by it because he tours a lot. He does good with the Verve Pipe. So then a year later, they told me again, it's going to be worse this year. And then I told Michelle, I'm done. They're going to fire me. I knew that because they needed to save a big chunk of money. Mine was the biggest. I mean, it's going to be that station's run by a guy who takes weeks off at a time for allergies. I'm not kidding.
You're talking about the GM. I don't think I've met that dude.
Don't bother. He won't be there long. but the whole thing is it's going to be run by everyone under 40 grand a year once Michelle gets let go. And I don't know when that'll be.
Yeah. And you don't want that. I mean, obviously Michelle's a close friend of all of ours.
Well, the reason I say she might not go is because she's got offsets. Clients come because of her.
Right, right.
So that offsets some of her salary. But, you know, you're going to be making 50, 60 grand a year to work there. And, you know, frankly, guys like us aren't going to do that.
All right. Is there anything in the works for Greg Henson to wind up back on the radio anywhere? Or, I mean, what's happening?
We'll know next week. Well, yes, it's almost done, but I'll tell you next week.
Of course, you did have a radio job. You worked at Q100 for 2 days. Storied career at Q100.
I think they're going to hang my picture up that place.
Yeah, you are. There was a staff meeting the other day, and there was a moment when you were being referenced, and Cheryl said, that guy, and she had forgotten your name.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. They love you when they first meet you, and they forget who you are. Yeah. That's how it all is.
Afterthought.
Which is, it's just fine, whatever.
All right. As always, I appreciate you so much. Tell Nikki I said hello. Is she in the garage right now smoking?
No, she's upstairs working in her office.
Okay, excellent.
No, she quit smoking.
She did?
again.
That's outstanding.
Yeah, you just got to keep trying, brother.
All right. All right, I'll talk to you soon.
Oh, did you see Bill Simonson post on under the 96-1 account on FGR's Facebook page about beating Valenti?
No, I did not. What did it say?
Oh, shit, I got to find it now. It's going to take a minute.
Can you, like, paraphrase it?
He basically said competition's good for all of us. They have no competition. I do. And I've always won. Oh, it's so bad. Oh, here it is. He posted this on an article about the thing. He said, competition's a good thing in radio. Shut up. The Ticket has zero competition in Detroit. I have it every day. From who?
Yeah, I don't know. 106.1, Jim Rome, maybe? I don't know.
He wrote, I live for any challenge. That's why I've done big market and network sports radio for 34 years. What's also cool is the people in Detroit can listen to Huge on Bluetooth in their vehicle. Oh. I appreciate the good, bad, and bad feedback. And then he goes on to tease his Beeline interview. He posted that under 96 won the game on the article about them coming here.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I mean, that's just douche nozzle-ish.
Bill and I get along outstandingly. I have no comment on this. I want you to know that. I cannot support any of these horrible comments you're saying about Bill, you asshole.
I can say them about you, too, you fuck.
All right. Have a good rest of your day, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right, man. Go kiss Bill's ass.
All right, fuck you.
Patreon.
What an asshole. I can't get in the middle of that shit. Chris in Buffalo says, I'm guessing Sherrone Moore is jamming Ray Parker Jr.'s I'm in love with the other woman while tugging his pud. The term tugging his pud is outstanding, and we need to see that more. All right, let me go back to this story before Fuckhead called. So, we can't figure out why he had a heart attack. He's dead. Oh, my God. Now, if you harvest the organs, which they did, and it says here, the CDC said the organs were donated after the family did document the skunk encounter in a donor risk assessment. However, health officials noted that the form did not screen for rabies, citing its rarity in humans. In the United States, potential donors' family members often provide info about a donor's infectious disease risk factors, including animal exposures, the CDC said. Rabies is excluded from routine donor pathogen testing because of its rarity in humans in the U.S. and the complexity of diagnostic testing. In this case, hospital staff members who treated the donor were initially unaware of the skunk scratch and attributed his pre-admission signs and symptoms to chronic comorbidities. All right, that does happen. So, he's always been sick. He's dead. They don't think it's rabies. They have no idea. But the fact that the family said, yeah, he was exposed to a skunk. And, you know, those were symptoms that do kind of line up. Well, they do line up with rabies because that's what he fucking died from. He died from a heart attack that was caused by rabies. This is remarkable to me that all of these fail safes that are in place were missed. Three other patients received corneal tissue from the same infected donor. They all underwent graft removal, received rabies treatment, and remained asymptomatic. However, they did give a kidney to another dude, and that person died of rabies. So, it's a dude in Michigan. That guy died 51 days after receiving the destroyed kidney. That was rabid. Well, this is an unbelievable lawsuit on so many levels. I cannot believe that this happened. Why would you not make that a part of the protocol if the family informs you that there was exposure to a skunk? My God. The CDC said the donor whose donated tissue went to the three other recipients was infected with the silver-haired bat variant of rabies, suggesting the skunk had been infected by a bat. Man, that is bizarre. I would say that, I mean, can you imagine how, if you're the 51-year-old guy who died, Megan says, by the way, was this Gift of Life Michigan? Probably. I can't say for sure. If you're the guy, if you're the recipient of that kidney, so more than likely that person is on a dialysis machine. Life sucks. They're slowly losing their energy. Dialysis is just, it's painful, ridiculous. It's horrible, but it keeps you alive. And then you get, we have a kidney. The elation you feel. Oh, my God. Your life has been saved. They have found a donor. And then of all the kidneys they find, it's rabid. And they put it in you and kill you. What the hell? They didn't test for rabies because you have to be a complete R word to get it, Cole says. Problem is, this guy obviously was as dumb as they get. Rebecca says, you say that like our very own EZ didn't bring a sick raccoon into his house to try to save it. Well, now hold on a minute. Okay. Well, when I say hold on a minute, I was going to try to defend myself, but I don't think that there is a defense for it. And it was not confirmed to be rabid. Okay? I thought the cops, after they hit it with the shovel and then shot it twice in my backyard, I thought they were going to take it back to the lab. But no. They threw it in a bag and said, here you go, and gave it to me. And I don't have confirmation that it was rabid. Okay? All it was near death. And hissing at me with his mouth open and white foam rolling out of his mouth onto the floor while the dogs were trying to get the what likely was a rabid raccoon. They thought it was a toy. And there's, you know, rabid raccoon mouth juice on the floor. And I it's amazing that all four dogs did not get, well, they might have been exposed. I don't know. I don't know how this all works. Nick in Houston says, human death from rabies is wild. It makes you afraid of water so you can't drink. I didn't know that. Stevie writes, here's a wild animal hissing at me. I'll touch it. Yeah, I can't defend that maneuver. Becca Shea says, if foam coming out of his mouth isn't an indication of rabies, I don't know what is. Tyler says, spooky Tyler says, well, you know what they say. If it walks like a duck and talks like a duck, then that fucker's got rabies. Rebecca says, you found a foaming raccoon in the middle of the day. It was definitely rabies. Well, I did put a blanket around it, and then I picked the little guy up. He was quite fat, actually. His eyes were kind of like shut with like goop. I think he just had a cold of some sort. I can't say for sure that he had rabies. Tyler says EZ was very close to infecting his only kidney with rabies. Red Bull Brain Chris says, side note, baby skunks are one of the cutest things on earth. Nick in Houston says, I'm changing my username to Foaming Raccoon. That's fantastic. By the way, Nick, as an air traffic controller, spent some time recently not getting paid for 40 days. Have things come back to normal? Did you get like your back pay? Because there was some concerns about whether or not some of our government employees would or would not get their back pay. Now he says, yes, my paycheck was $25,000. And then Bread Bull Brain Chris says, did you get that $10,000 bonus? I did not get the bonus. I took time off. So, pardon me here. Does that mean for 40 days worth of work, they owe you $25,000? Is that how much? That's a lot of money for 40 days. So easy math. If I divide 365 by 40, that would be 9.125 pay periods times $25,000. It was 2.5 paychecks missed plus my current paycheck. Do you make $228,125 a year to be an air traffic controller? Is that how much money you make? He says roughly, yes. That's an excellent gig. So you have to be college educated to have that gig, or is this like a trade? That is outstanding. I didn't know you were such an earner. That's why I left radio, no college. How did you find out? And then he says they train you from zero. Good for you. I'm actually proud of you. Tyler says EC currently considering adding this as another job. LOL. Good job, Nick. Becca Shea says they better make a lot of money. That's a stressful job. All right. I had no idea that our air traffic controllers make that much money. All right. I should probably knock out some of my amazing sponsors that help. By the way, you know who's coming back? There's a Christmas sale that is going to be starting over at Skydive Grand Haven. I don't yet have it finalized. But if you missed that Black Friday sale, there's going to be another special affiliated with your old pal EZ coming up in the upcoming days leading up to the holiday. Thank you to Frank Fuss. Frank Fuss is a healthcare guru when it comes to healthcare.gov or the marketplace or Affordable Care Act, whatever you want to call it. If you need any help, open enrollment ends December 15th. I can't stress this enough. If you, for 2025, got your healthcare from the marketplace and you're like, oh, well, I like it, so I'll just let it roll over to 2026, don't do that. Get a checkup because there's changes to the law. And you might get fucked right in the butt when it comes to how much you have to pay each month for your health care. So avoid that butt fucking and reach out to Frank Fuss. Head over to appointmentwithfrank.com, fill out the form, and then you will be on his schedule. You can either do it via phone, face-to-face, his office, your home, coffee shop, doesn't matter. Just do a phone call. It could be a Zoom. I just do a phone call. And you're going to give him some information, and he's going to determine what your costs will be. And if you're like, well, that sucks, I got to redo this, he'll do it right there. It doesn't cost you anything to utilize Frank's services. He's the best at what he does. He gets paid by insurance companies, not by you. That's why I always stress this is free. All right. Starman says, how many people have officially reported UFOs? Probably asking that question of our pal Nick in Houston. I don't know if you're supposed to call air traffic control. Or maybe it would be like 911 turning to air traffic control saying, we're getting reports of so-and-so, so-and-so. Nick says, yes, pilots occasionally report lights in the sky. All right. Let's see. Who else do I want to shout out here? Let me say hello to Merchant Automotive. Great place to get your diesel truck, Duramax engine, Allison transmission repaired. In case you get in the weeds. They are in Zeeland, Michigan, and they can help you out. Merchant-automotive.com. Most of the, if you're an audience member that likes to DIY and wrench on your own vehicle, that's totally cool. But if you need a little bit more help, they got you covered at Merchant for your Duramax engine, Allison transmission. They also have a number of hundreds of kits that they manufacture themselves to help the performance of your vehicle. Shop online at merchant-automotive.com. That's where a number of their customers come from everywhere in the world. So go to that website and shop their kits to see how your performance can be improved with a kit from Merchant Automotive online at merchant-automotive.com. What's weird on a day like today is when you have a big story like Sharon Moore that, in my opinion, needs more information. I mean, we've gotten the fact, the basic elements of it, all those working parts, moving parts, but we need more. Like, people are dying for that. So, for whatever reason, whenever that happens, it's a little bit slow on some of the other news things. However, I did see this one. McDonald's Corporation did an advertisement. It's a video ad, and I'll show it to you in a second. And the ad is kind of like for the holidays, everything is collapsing around you. You're very busy and you're stressed. Don't forget to eat. Go get a snack at McDonald's. That's it. And the ads feature people like wrapping presents and then something bad happens, or they're in the kitchen making something and it doesn't turn out.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
And so you got to go to McDonald's. Now, I'm not telling you anything that sounds weird, but somehow, and I don't know how people figured it out, the ad, everything you see in it is generated by artificial intelligence, not real actors. not real people. There's some animation of animated, like there's a gingerbread cookie man talking in it. But the people that you see in it are not real. And then I guess people got pissed off about it. So they ended up pulling the ad. They took down the Christmas ad that was entirely produced with AI after the brand was slammed with an onslaught of backlash from unhappy customers. I don't understand people why they get so pissed off about this. Who cares?
Most terrible time of the year. All the shots turn to mayhem, even Santa knows space. And the tree redecorated your place. It's the most terrible time of the year. The roast turned to chunk
and the cookies burned too.
Freaking chaos, it feels like a zoo. It's the most terrible time of the year. So you flee from the madness, the lights and the cheer, and hide out in McDonald's till January.
How the hell, first of all, well, so what? I don't give a shit if there's an ad. And why did they take it down? I would have said, fuck you. And who are the people that are upset about that? What kind of a simpleton do you have to be because you don't like a commercial because it was made with dependence on artificial intelligence? It was a good commercial. Starman liked it. It has that AI stink on it, says Yoda World. Yeah, I know. I know it does. I know it does. Nick says, I think they say it takes jobs from actors and film crews. Right. Of course it does. Good. Good. I hate it when you get the backlash that says, yeah, just take it away. Just take it away from people. Yeah, fuck you. I want my burgers cheap. Okay? No. People that bitch about AI, shut the fuck up. Tyler says Coca-Cola said fuck you when people flipped out about their AI ads. Yeah, I would not bend over for that. I mean, people I don't think that people are going to like protest and not go to McDonald's. Maybe they will. If it's good enough, use it. That's what I say. Like, you know, how I've talked on the show about how radio AI is a thing. You can use AI to be the guy who's talking between the records and shit like that. It sucks. It sounds bad. This is different. This looks great. Stevie says people don't like them saying it's the worst time of the year or whatever. People love Xmas. No, that wasn't the reason why it was yanked. It was yanked, according to the New York Post, because people said they were slammed by the onslaught from unhappy customers who said it was soulless and creepy because of the AI. When I saw that ad, if someone had told me, hey, I would not have said, oh my God, this is AI. I would have just said they used AI to make the special effects, but those are all real people, right? Starman says AI will cure cancer and give us warp drive, but people will still hate. Oh, I know. God, AI is fantastic. It's not for everything, but what I've seen so far, I love it. I love nothing more than AI Dan Campbell bitching about the refs. Yoda World says there's also part of it as well. The messaging is, oh, thank God, McDonald's. Thank you for saving us from Christmas. Ugh, whatever. People are idiots. They get so wrapped up about shit. Okay, Kyle Rittenhouse got married, and this is the guy who, when he was in Kenosha, Wisconsin, everybody was rioting. It was during the George Floyd riots, you know, remember that? And this idiot decided that he is going to be a vigilante, and he grabbed his AR and went there. And then during it all, he ended up shooting people and killing them. He was tried, and he was, he was found not guilty in November of 21 of homicide, attempted homicide, and reckless engagement in the deaths of Joseph Rosenbaum and Anthony Huber and the wounding of Gage Grosskreutz. The then 17-year-old had brought a semi-automatic rifle and a medical kit to Kenosha in what he claims was an effort to protect businesses as riots broke out over the police. Okay, it wasn't over George Floyd. The police shooting of Jacob Blake, a black man who was left paralyzed from the waist down. Attorneys for the Illinois native successfully argued that he had acted in self-defense after being confronted and attacked by all three victims. A lot of people said, well, you shouldn't have been there in the first place. But I guess that wasn't on the table. He was found not guilty. And I think there was something where the guys that he shot were all like losers and pieces of shit. I think that had something to do with this. You know, just my little side discussion on this story. I think that one guy, like, was a pedo, and then the other guy was another scumbag, and I think that there was all something about these three. You know how it is when they're presenting their case. You can use that to your advantage. Well, he's a piece of shit anyway. Kyle Rittenhouse, he's a hero. Well, he won, and I think he got a lot of money too. Somewhere along the line through. Whatever, defamation. So him doing that has been huge because now he's also become a Second Amendment advocate. So at all these, like where I live, like every week, Kyle Rittenhouse is in town doing a speaking engagement to the hillbillies. And they love him, okay? His life has been on the uptick ever since he slaughtered those three assholes. Well, two of them. Wait, one, two? I forget. What did it say? Anyway, he killed people. And so everything's been coming up roses for Kyle Rittenhouse, and he's been really leaning into, this is smart. This is smart. Most Americans love Kyle Rittenhouse. So, like, if this is me, if I did the same thing, let's say I'm walking down the street and then incident happens where I have to use my pistol. And then there's a trial. I'm acquitted. I am going to become a gun rights advocate. I want you to know that. I'm going to be touring all these areas where hillbillies live. And I'll end it with when they pry it from our cold, dead fingers, you know, Charlton Heston. And I'll be wearing an NRA shirt, and I'll be making bank from these speaking engagements. So I'm just going to get out in front of this now. I probably won't be podcasting anymore. I'll just be traveling across the U.S. yelling, come and get it. And then that's that. That's what you do. You make money. Off of this. So he's been rolling in it. And in fact, multiple women were throwing their underwear at him, and he finally has settled down. So Kyle Rittenhouse has gotten married. Now, this is a picture of Kyle. Says he broke his long media silence Wednesday to announce his marriage. And look at, I mean, he looks great. Looks like he used to be a little doughy, a little soft. Looks like he's in some tropical setting with the new Mrs. Rittenhouse, and she's as pretty as a picture. Look at this. Okay, so this is one of their wedding photos. This one right here. And then you're going to have to click on this if you're listening to the audio podcast to see this next picture that they shot. Here's the new Mr. and Mrs. Rittenhouse. He's got his pistol, and she's got a bazooka or whatever this gun is. Now, she might not even be pro-gun, but, I mean, she's holding it right. Notice her finger's not on the trigger, so she's doing it. She's got that. She knows what's up. So this has been outstanding for him. He's no longer fat. He's grown up. He's handsome devil. He's speaking engagements. People are throwing money at him. Hot chicks. Let's get married. And let's take our wedding pictures. I'm going to hold this bazooka, whatever the fuck this thing is. My God. Becachet says he killed people and got away with it. Scumbag. He's disgusting looking. I wouldn't touch him with a 10-foot pole. Then she says, give me a break. By the way, forgot to ask you. Your husband is like the biggest Ohio State fan in the world. How does your husband feel about Sharon Moore? Shabone Moore. Rittenhouse has been advocating against so-called red flag laws that would permit weapons to be taken from people who show signs of harming themselves or others. So he's against that. They don't like, he doesn't like the red flag laws. He's saying, if you want to harm others, you should be able to go get a gun. If you want to harm others or harm yourself, the only way to help yourself would be if you had a gun. There was an ad that he did. He said, hello, I'm Kyle Rittenhouse. And I'm lobbying against red flag laws. If you agree with me, then you agree that suicidal people or homicidal people should have access to guns. Join me in supporting me by making a donation. And I will continue to tell people that homicidal and suicidal people should not have to be held down by petty little red flag laws. Your donation of $50,000 will help me in telling the world, say no to red flag laws. Red flag laws today, take away our guns tomorrow. He wrote, I support the Second Amendment because without it, I might not be here today. So he's leaning back on that scenario when he drove hundreds of miles and had his medical kit and his gun and started shooting people. He could have just stayed home, but no, he drove there and then that happened. And thank God he had the Second Amendment right. In 2020, when I was 17, I was put in a situation where violent criminals attacked me. Now, if he should probably write, I put myself in a situation where violent criminals attacked me, struck me in the head multiple times, and one even pointed a gun at my face. I'm no hero. I had no choice but to defend my own life in that moment. I'm not in prison, and I'm alive because the founders recognized our God-given right to self-defense, and the jury recognized that simple fact. If you believe we must defend the Second Amendment with everything we've got, follow me. So there you go. That is a rags-to-riches story. for Kyle Rittenhouse. Rebecca said he crossed state lines and inserted himself. He's an asshole. Well, I don't know if he's an asshole. He might be a nice guy. But, I mean, that's really dumb. I think the argument could be made that he knew he'd be able to get away with it, inserted himself into that, and wanted this all to happen. Hang on, I got to sneeze. That's a path to success. 5 years later, he's rolling in dough. He's got a hot chick waving around a fucking bazooka. Everything's hunky-dory. Well, congrats to the new couple. All right, what else do we have here? God, I don't know if I got anything else. Kind of lean today. Across the one of the hard living lines in and around northern Michigan. This is a Q100 area. Roscommon County. The fire chief has been arrested for cops say having sex with a mentally challenged teenager. This is the second story like this week. We just had the guy from a community not far away in Ravenna, which is kind of where I live, well, to the northwest, where the teacher, the special ed teacher, there was a relationship, a sexual relationship, and is now going to prison for having sex with one of his special education students. ...67-year-old David Russo is accused of having sex with a mentally incapable 16-year-old boy. And it's been going on. It had been going on for a long time, back in 2019. He was arraigned Wednesday. He's a fire chief. Holy shit. On four charges, three counts of third-degree sexual conduct involving a mentally incapable person and one misdemeanor account of contributing to a delinquency of a minor. My God, there have been so many terrible stories lately. There's another terrible story that's going on that I haven't even gotten up the nerve to talk about because it's so gruesome. Some of you know that story. It has really, really bad. Been a lot of horrible news. Anyway, this psycho was arraigned yesterday. Chief of one of the local fire departments, and he's also the township supervisor. What an asshole. The board, the Roscommon County Board of Commissioners, said what has occurred with Mr. Russo pertains solely to conduct outside the scope of his official capacity and bears no impact on the policies, practices, or operations of Roscommon County. Our service to the communities and residents of Roscommon County remains the focus of the Board of Commissioners and throughout all departments of our organization. What is that? That's all legal mumbo jumbo. I would love for there to be a statement that says the Roscommon County Board of Commissioners has one thing to say, and that is, fuck this guy. His bond was set at $150,000. He's due to return to court December 19th. A conviction is punishable by a maximum of 15 years in prison. Should be more. Come on now. A 16-year-old boy who's mentally challenged. God damn. What the fuck is going on? Rebecca says, are you referring to the Rebecca Park murder. Yes, yes. Murdered and pregnant. And I every time I see it, I skip over it because it's so gruesome. But I think a mom and a stepdad killed her. She's like in her early 20s. She's preggers. She was. They killed her. And then they cut the baby out. And then, like, threw it away or some shit. God damn. Alan says, this wouldn't be happening if that chick with Down syndrome did not pose for Playboy. Yeah, I barely remember that. I thought it was Victoria's Secret. I don't think it was Playboy. Rebecca says, there is so much hard living line shit that surrounds the case of Rebecca Park. Yeah, it's very bad. Very, very bad. Thank you to Kuiper Tree Care. You got a tree issue? They'll take care of it. 616-828-8225. You can find them online at KuiperTreeCare.com. They're awesome. Continuing sponsor of the show. Your asshole of the day today is no surprise. It's Sharon Moore. What an asshole. You blew it. You're fucked. Sharon Moore is your asshole of the day, ladies and gentlemen. That is the conclusion of the Eric Zane Show podcast. If I don't talk to you on Patreon, have a great rest of your day. If you want more podcasting, join me on Patreon. patreon.com/Eric Zane. Sign up for free for 7 days. Thanks for being here. Love you. Bye-bye.